Do you know how far your family goes back in Enterprise?
We traced it back to right after Enterprise was formed, about 20 years after Coffee County was established. We traced it back that far.
You know when that was? About what time?
I really don't.
And I guess your folks have always lived around that area. Yeah,
my great grandparents live in the same house, but it's been remodeled. But my great grandparents live in my grandparents' home.
Okay, and you're not married, of course. What about Enterprise itself and the surrounding county kind of area is that?
Well, Enterprise has grown a lot because of Fort Wilson.
Yeah.
And it's still, there's a lot of people. Well, see, I live out in the country. I'm just inside the city limits. I'm within 1 mile of city limits. And all of the people around my house, like within 3 miles on each side and on every way, is my family's land and my family. All of my mom's brothers and sisters live there. There's five of them. And they all live right there. And so really, we're not in the city. We're in the boonies, really.
Yeah, sure.
But Fort Rooker has grown, so it's coming in closer to where we are.
Yeah.
We're on that side of Enterprise. And Enterprise has really, really grown. It used to be really, really small, but it has grown in the last 18 years. It's almost tripled.
It's bigger than Troy, isn't it?
It's a lot, yeah.
When was Fort Rocker established, you know, so? You said that was why Enterprise grew so big.
Yeah, I really don't know. My daddy started working in Northrop, which is the company he works for, in 1953. And Fort Rooker hadn't been there very long after he started working.
Yeah, must have.
So it's probably in the late 40s.
What kind of person would you consider yourself as?
Very crazy. And people love to sit and listen to me talk because I have a southern accent, although I don't realize it. And I like to blab my mouth, which is hereditary because as far as my mother is always kidding me about it. And she always says I shouldn't act the way I do and I shouldn't blab my mouth as much as I should. But my grandmother gets on to her because she was just as bad as I was. And my grandmother said that her great grandmother was just that bad, and all the way down through.
Paul Lyon Marvin.
We've all blabbed our mouths. So it's hereditary.
Do you find that like the people that you hang around with have the same type of? I'm talking about when you were back in Enterprise, have the same type of accent.
I have. There's about 15 grandchildren on my mother. I have a bachelor's. This is what my mom was before she got married. Mm-hmm. I live, you know, right in the same community as I said. And so all of the grandkids hang around each other. I mean, although we're varied from like a year old to 24, we all essentially hang around each other because it's I graduated in 78 and there was five of us in high school. When I was in high school.
Ah, was it a private school?
No, it was high school.
Wow.
And so, you know, a lot of us were there about the same age.
Yeah.
So we hang around each other a lot. And there's some of them that do. You know, I mean, like, my two very best friends in Enterprise are both country.
Yeah.
You know, they have accents and everything. But then, like, people who moved in because of Fort Rooker, you know, they didn't have country accents or whatever. About three-fourths of them are from Enterprise and have country backgrounds, but not all of them.